broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Nordman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the Wisconsin On Demand app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
Let's get it, Wisconsin. Welcome into KBN, Kyle Bruston-Nordman across ESPN Wisconsin. I'm Ben Brust alongside Kyle Wallace. Say what up, Kyle.
What's happening? I'm excited to be here, man.
We got Brad Nordman with us, the former Badger punter and 8-year NFL punter. Brad, you look swaggy right now.
This is the Super Bowl media night from Super Bowl 50 warm-up that we had that we wore during media night throughout the week in the Super Bowl week. Wore it for Super Bowl pre-games.
That's legit.
Wow, it is a great day to be alive on this one-year anniversary of Kyle Bruston-Nordman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust. We have developed a lot throughout the year. To my right is our Packer backer. His name is Kyle Wallace. As I stated 1 year ago, say something, Kyle.
Hey, I want to change that. I want to be the Packer backer. I think I need to be officially known as...
Oh, wow.
What are you doing?
I'm putting Kyle's, on a strip.
He's shirtless right now.
Why aren't you wearing clothes?
On a strip because I feel like I need to dress me properly.
You could have put that shirt out underneath your shirt and just taken it off.
The grand reveal.
Wow.
What should you call me now?
An owner of the Green Bay Packers.
That's Kyle, what you, Kyle I am put not a shirt on that says owner I just in want, green and gold.
I feel like I allow for you guys to go way too long calling me a Packer backer. When in reality, I am not only a Packer backer, I am also an owner of the organization. So I feel like you need to address me as that starting today for year two. So start
good
over.
Luck with that.
Start over. What does the shirt say?
His name is Kyle Wallace. He is our Packer backer / owner of the Green Bay Packers.
That's what I'm talking about, Ben Bruss. Dang right I am.
To my left is not an 8-year NFL punter. Good preparation by me. First show of Kyle Bruston-Nordman. Knew how long Brad Nordman played in the NFL. I got it now. 6 years in the NFL. 4 with the Carolina Panthers. 2 with the Jacksonville Jaguars. An AFC championship loss. A Super Bowl loss. 2 Rose Bowl losses and a state championship loss in high school. That is Brad Nordman. Say something, Brad.
Yeah, I mean, that's a better intro right there. Listening back to me a year ago, boy, I sounded rough. All
you
I
sound
was thinking,
stiff.
I was like, today, Junior, spit it out. Seriously. Man, that was cringeworthy to listen to Brad Nordman when he was, green and a rookie all the way back then. A young pup is right.
800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-3776. ESPN is the ESPN Wisconsin talking text line. You can see us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. And you know what? I do want to know. You know, I said to be mean to me yesterday. Why don't you be nice? You know what? Or mean. You choose. What are your favorite moments of the last year of Kyle Bruston-Nordman? 800-990-3776. We started right away with some beef between Kyle Wallace and Brad Nordman. Brad surprised Kyle that day. Or Kyle surprised Brad that day.
Yeah, I surprised Brad. Remember, I was a nobody in high school, where Brad was actually somebody who went on a punt, not only at Wisconsin, but also at in the NFL.
Well, tell him how you surprised him.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. God, we've been doing this a year. You stink.
Yeah. So basically what happened was is Brad and I both played each other in high school for football, my senior year and his senior year in fall of 2007. In the first round of the playoffs, his Brookfield Central Lancers took on my White Fish Bay Blue Dukes. And Brad does not remember how that game really went. He knows that they won, but he doesn't realize the fact that though his team won, there was more to that. He ended my high school football playing career by defeating my Blue Dukes 34-27.
Yeah, and like to reveal behind the curtain a little bit, like we have a show sheet. We think about what we're going to talk about on the show, and we have headlines, basically what the conversation is going to look like. And I remember for my very first show 1 year ago today on our show sheet, it basically just said, Brad, surprise. And I was like, oh my gosh. This is my first time being
maybe
on there.
Maybe that's why you were stuttering.
Yeah, no, I was
open
like
the show.
So prepared for what was going to come. And then Kyle Wallace hits me with the fact that we have a long lost history together.
We sure do.
Our guy Kyle Wallace has beef with you.
Yes, sir.
Give it to him.
Listen, y'all done had me in meetings with this man for the last 3 weeks, holding it in, having to look him in his face, and look him in his eye. Now, Brad, do you know why we got beef?
I do not know why we have
that's great.
See, that's the problem.
I thought we were friends.
See, yeah,
not anymore.
No, we got we listen, we gonna figure it out.
Is it fixable?
It's very fixable. It's very fixable, but it got me in some hot water. Now, Brad, where were you on October 23rd, 2007? What were you, Bradley Nortman, doing that day?
That would be my senior year of high school.
Senior year of high school.
Very good cop.
Something. We believe we were playing some, probably kicking some team's butt.
Who did you play in that game? Who did you think you played? Who was the first round matchup?
Okay, we played Whitefish Bay.
You played Whitefish Bay. Brad Nortman, we are both from the class of 2008. In October 23rd, 2007, I had to go all the way out to Brookfield Central with my boys for the playoff, round one playoff. We had to watch this kid going to Wisconsin. Boom the ball. Talking about, oh, I was a linebacker. Oh, no. We were worried about you punting in that game.
Wow. Alex Strove bringing the heat with all the memes. That was 1 year ago today.
I forgot about the fact that I was getting smoking heat from my friends. They said when, you know, we made the announcement, KBN, Kyle Bruston, Nortman, usually people say, congratulations, we're so proud of you. They said, you're a traitor. You're sitting there going to play with Brad Nortman? Don't you do the show with Brad Nortman? Don't you remember what Brad did? I said, I know, fellas. They said, traitor.
Still living rent-free in the Whitefish Bay Blue Duke's mind. All these years later, I had all but forgotten that game. And lo and behold.
Oh, yeah, you definitely forgot. You just said kicking some team's ass.
Yeah, exactly. It was so true. So, Kyle, after a full year, I asked, is it fixable? Is it fixed? Have you gotten over the fact that I beat you that game?
Until 10 seconds ago when you just said we're living in your mind. you're living
though.
In our heads rent-free.
It's true, though, right?
I don't really like the way you said that.
Brad Nortman, as the newest member to the airwaves, Kyle's been doing Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin across ESPN Wisconsin. I had been doing a show prior to Kyle Bruston Nortman. Do you have memories that stick out as this is your first hurrah in the year of Kyle Bruston Nortman?
Yeah, I've got a lot. It's been a really great year, not going to lie. This does feel like a celebration because it's been an awesome year. There's a couple things that jump out. As much as well, I'll just come out right and say it. You guys giving me crap about the $50 Christmas tree in Grafton.
Woo!
Of going to get that and bringing wine to Napa. That was just so funny. It's so me. It's been great to be myself with KBN Nation with you guys and then to toss that up and for you guys to just react organically. I mean, I still remember, Kyle, I'm getting ready to go to Grafton to get the $50 Christmas tree, and I go to start my car, and it's dead.
The Lord tried to send you a sign,
dead, Brad. Dead as a doornail. And so I
panic. Naked Christmas tree.
Yeah, I panic, text you guys, say, hey, does anybody have a jumper cable? And superhero Kyle Wallace, don't even say that lightly, he rolls up with jumper cables, jumps my car from his, and he goes, Brad, I wouldn't go get that car all the way, that tree all the way in Grafton. That's an hour north, and then I got an hour and a half back to Oconomowoc. But what do you know? I went and got that Christmas tree.
800-990-3776. Appleman in the Orchard chimes in with one of his favorites.
Banger. Bangers. Banger. Bangers.
Getting
banger,
Brad banger, Nortman banger, to not banger, be able banger, to talk because Mina banger, Kimes has banger, this drop.
It's, there's been a few moments. KBN Nation doesn't even know how many moments there are where I've almost had to excuse myself out of the studio because somebody on this show, yes, and you all three have basically been perpetrators of this. Get me to the point where I can't even stop laughing.
Dave from Aaron chimes in, 800-990-3776. I forgot about this one. Kyle went out to the roof or outside.
Oh! Yes.
For the solar eclipse.
Yes.
And looked like you were completely lost.
Y'all tried to blind your boy. What if them glasses didn't work? What if they didn't work?
You didn't see anything.
I did not see.
You didn't see a thing.
They claimed I saw it, but I don't remember what it was.
I think you should have made that your Twitter profile picture of you just looking at the sun and being blinded.
With those goofy glasses on.
It's hard to look good looking at a solar eclipse, isn't it?
It is.
You look a bit... Everyone looks a bit lost.
You look stupid. You look stupid because you got these childish-looking glasses on. You're looking up at the sun, and most of us had no idea what we were trying to see.
800-990-3776. I think the reason why I feel like a failure is because I had a mission when I started learning about Brad that I thought I would have the ability to bully Brad into changing. And he has not changed at all. He stayed true to himself.
If anything, I've become more unapologetically myself.
I would say,
which I
like.
So. Strange. I think it ended up working for the best.
It did.
I didn't want to be a bully, but I was very well ready to be.
Well, I'm thankful for that. I feel rightly accepted on this show. I can be myself and push back for sure, but accepted.
Now, Brad, you were not here for this day, I don't believe. I think it was me, Kyle Wallace, and Alex Strofe, who runs the show. Shout out to Chris Larson, who got us off the ground. Alex Strofe has since then taken over. This was after an Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust. This is what happened. I found out.
Okay, yeah.
That John Adams and my family has lineage.
Oh, wow.
So cool.
Did John Adams own slaves?
I don't know.
So your family owns slaves?
Shut up.
Wait a minute, you're bragging about your slave owner, uncle?
What are you doing right now?
This
is some jargon that y'all got to get off the air.
It's not jargon off the air. You did. What did you say? John Adams is your.
I don't know the relation, but I was at a family party with
John Adams owned slaves.
I was at a family.
Statista of the U.S. first 12 presidents, the only two never to own slaves were John Adams.
Hell yeah! Hell yeah! That's my lineage. Hell yeah! Look at your kinfolk.
John Adams.
Look at your uncle.
Boy,
oh boy.
Equality.
Yeah. I thought you were a slave on uncle.
I was
nervous.
In the worst spot possible.
What a pivot from your tone.
No,
I mean, you were trying to like do everything
No, I knew. I knew Uncle John. I knew his history. You know.
He was fumbling and bumbling and stumbling over his words. He couldn't get it together. He was really upset. Like, come on, guys.
Greg in the 262 chimes in. Yeah, that tree thing, that was the beginning of the Newman era.
Rightfully so.
Norman, known as Newman. And Newman, I think, represents the former NFL player, then become financial advisor, who has not bought blinds. My favorite story, if we're being honest here, Brad Nortman signed to the Carolina Panthers. His now wife. were you guys even engaged? I don't think you were engaged.
We weren't engaged.
She was in
we
love.
We weren't even engaged.
She moved her bottom to Charlotte to support her mans, and Brad had one car. Brad, as an NFL football player, had his girlfriend at the time drop him off to and from practice like he was a high school kid getting dropped off in a minivan to go to the Carolina Panthers facility.
It was 15 months where the two of us shared a car where you're right. She would either drop me off at the facility and I would text her like a 15 minutes heads up. Hey, babe, I'm just gotten done with meetings. Can you come pick me up? And I would have her pick me up way in the back of the parking lot. I don't think anybody but J.J. Jansen, the long snapper, knew that we were sharing a car.
He's a real one.
He's a real one.
If I was your friend, I would be like, hey, y'all here, Brad's getting picked up.
Or the alternative is I would say, hey, babe, I'm taking the car today. You're going to have to
walk.
You're going to have to walk.
Pre-Uber.
Pre-Uber.
Pre-Lyft.
This is 2012. This is pre-Uber.
Brad,
this is taxi.
You got to be the only NFL player that was living like he was on a fixed income. Got to be the only one. Only one in NFL history living like that, Brad. Come on now.
Yeah. She earned it.
She earned what? The ring?
She earned that too. But the other car. I waited until I made the team my second year to actually get a car. I waited until final cuts. I said, okay, fine. You earned it.
You know when I knew Brad was different?
Different!
Is when Brad told us that he went to the airport and put oatmeal in a Ziploc bag tried to take it through security. Now, I do some things. Listen, Brad, when you took the wine from Napa, the Napa type wine that you bought in Milwaukee.
It was Napa wine, just bought here.
Yeah, exactly. That's something I would do. I would definitely do that. I'm going to New Orleans next week, and best believe I'm putting something underneath the plane.
Oh, man.
But putting oatmeal in a bag, man, that is ratchet. That's
TSA looked
ratchet.
At him, and they were like, what is this? Because it looked like weed.
He called over another TSA agent just to ridicule me. That's what it was. I felt like I needed to like
not
say
to mention
something.
He has ripped off Marcus Theaters by bringing in bag salad and sugar free candy.
That's right.
That is shame.
In a seltzer water.
Man. These are all Brad.
Brad, you live like you me.
Yeah, the richest guy on the panel lives like the poorest guy on the panel.
I'm telling you though, there's an internal victory.
The rich say rich, Strofe.
It's true. There's an internal victory when you kind of game the system a little bit. You can't put a dollar value on that. Even if I could afford to buy, you know.
What do you mean if? What do you mean if? If you can afford to buy blinds?
I know I can afford to buy snacks
at the movie theater?
I know I can afford to buy it, but it just feels like I'm winning some other way. In a non-financial, well, certainly in a financial way, but I feel like I'm gaming the system. It feels good.
Must be nice to be able to live that way where you can afford something, but you say, I'd rather just game the system and have a little fun. Let me live like the poor.
Well, we appreciate all of you of KBN Nation at 800-990-3776, watching us on YouTube at ESPN Madison, at ESPN Milwaukee, listening back on podcast at Wisconsin On Demand, or watching back on YouTube. We appreciate every single one of you, and we're not stopping. More memories to be made. What I do want to move to is, I'm sure Strofe will have some surprises sprinkled in and out of the show today for the 1 year anniversary of Kyle Bruston-Norton.
I got bad news though, Benny. I had a big surprise planned.
What was the big surprise?
It fell through the cracks.
Oh, can you share what fell through the cracks?
Yeah, I'll tell you. I was supposed to have a mariachi band walk in here at 2 o'clock.
Wait, what
no
happened?
No way.
Come on. How did it fall through?
It just ended up not working out, unfortunately.
What do you mean? Spend too much money at Summerfest?
Maybe for 2 years. Yeah, the pocketbook was hurting a little bit. So what do you
are you telling me that you had it lined up? You had a mariachi band you contacted?
My people were in contact with their people, and ultimately we couldn't come to an agreement in time. So it's
what were they trying to charge?
Wow, what could have been?
How much are we worth to you, Strofe? Not enough, Kyle.
A lot is the answer.
More than $300, $300?
Oh, yeah, double that.
Oh, yeah, forget that. Forget the mariachi band. I'm mariachi up and down this room.
You could have just played some music. We wouldn't know the difference.
Well, the fans might not have, but there would have been people surrounding you with instruments.
How many people?
It was a 6-piece band.
6-piece?
Oh, yeah, they can't survive off $300. They need at least 150 a head.
Yeah, at least 100 each.
I'm glad you didn't make that fiscally irresponsible decision.
Oh, that would have been fiscally responsible, if I say so myself.
800-990-3776.
More like Brad.
3776. Now, if you do have anything you want to share with us that you enjoyed, keep them coming on the ESPN Wisconsin Talking text line. But I do want to get to the Green Bay Packers because somehow it's already Wednesday, and we're three shows of getting ready for an unknown of Malik Willis. We're going to hit on that next with you, KBN Nation, next.
This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN.
I said, baby, we got to do more sucking. And so I called the company. I said, listen, y'all put this thing in here. Y'all need to come on.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
I was talking to the TV saying, Anderson, knock this down to make Ben
sound
stupid.
We're on. Oh my gosh, I'm so glad that you're thinking about me sounding stupid. Carlson is kicking.
I was talking to the TV and I said, Andy going to make this. Can't wait to Ben see that. And he nailed it. Perfect.
Rent free in Kyle's head is Brad Nortman and Ben Brust as we are in the 1 year anniversary of Kyle Bruston-Nortman. 800-990-3776. Sadler and Madison chimes in. I love the time that Ben and Brad plunged into Lake Michigan and Kyle did not go underwater.
Come on now, Sadler. Why are we bringing that hate? I was underwater. My head, I just didn't put my head in. That was a smart move.
Can you Chef Ed, happy anniversary. I've not missed a single show. Angry sometimes, but won't stop listening.
Oh, hey, Chef Ed, good to hear from you.
I'm angry mostly because of Kyle, for the record.
No, I don't think it's me. He's mad at you.
Maybe I'm the problem.
That's my guy. My homeboy.
Maybe I'm the problem. It's you, Kyle. It's you. Keep him coming in at 800-990-3776. I do want to ask all of KBN Nation and the great panel of the show. Maybe the Yalkmeister and ESPN Madison's running the show. We'll find out. But if the Packers do start 0-3, and I hate even throwing this scenario out there, but again, it's a very, very real possibility with Malik Willis at quarterback. If the Packers start 0-3, will they make the playoffs? Not can they. Of course they can, but will they make the playoffs? What say you, Bradley Nortman?
So as I look at my handy-dandy matrix of what your record is.
Finance nerd coming
that's
out.
That's right. Oh, I just love research. Research and numbers. Let's go, baby. So I found a research project from NFL Operations. It has the shield on it, so you know I trust it. It says what your record is and what your likelihood is to make the playoffs with a 17-game schedule and seven playoff teams making it in each conference. Now, for reference, when they were 2-5 last year, likelihood of making the playoffs, 5%. 5% of any given 2-5 team to make the playoffs.
Oh, wow. It was 5% at 2-5 last year? I thought it was in the teens.
Well, so this is all historic data. It was teens because of last year's strength of schedule, specifically for the Green Bay Packers and specifically for other teams on what it looks like to make the wild card. So it can shift based on what the current situation of any given season looks like. This is just aggregate data. 5%. If you're 0-3, 6%. Slightly better than 2-5. 0-3. Here's what my take is. They will make the playoffs if they're 0-3. If they're 0-4, they will not make the playoffs. I just think 0-4 is too much of a hurdle to get over. You basically need to go like, you need to win, you know, what is that? 10 and 5 or something like that. 10 and, well, how many games is that? My math is off.
Yeah, no, you're mad. 10 and 5, we can get a 10 and 7, 17 games.
Yeah, I mean, so you need to do something that looks like it's going to be way too challenging given the rest of their schedule. If they're 0-3, I still believe Jordan Love can be who he was at the end of the season.
I didn't say can. I said, will they make the playoffs?
They will make the playoffs if they're 0-3. But this is why Jordan Love needs to come back in 2 weeks if they haven't won these next two games with Malik Willis. 0-4 is too much to overcome. It's too much to overcome. When it looks at the percentages of it, it goes down to 3% chance. 3% chance if you are 0-4. That is too far. 0-3, they will make it. 0-4, they will not.
Early in the poll on Twitter at KBN ESPN, if the Packers start the season 0-3, will they make the playoffs? Very, very early. 57% say yes, 43% say no. We'll see as the meat of the votes come in how that shifts.
Yeah, I mean, I understand it'll be quite the mountain for the Green Bay Packers to climb if they do start 0-3 in this football season, but I believe the Packers have what it takes in order to climb this mountain. The disappointing thing, if they are 0-3, that means they fell to a team like the Titans, which before this year, you felt like that was a very, very winnable game. And then on top of that, you fall to a team like the Colts who, you know, you think if Jordan Love is healthy, you have the advantage in that football game. But I don't want you to believe that we can't make the playoffs if that happens and we fall 0-3. The only thing that we lose by the Green Bay Packers starting off 0-3 is we will not win the division. The division is absolutely out the picture. But knowing that 9 wins is probably going to get you into the NFL playoffs, I truly believe the Green Bay Packers can finish the football season going 9-5 in order to get themselves into the playoffs. I truly and wholeheartedly believe that because what we saw from this football team last year, this is a brand new year. We should be a year more advanced, a year more experienced. I think this football team can replicate and actually outdo what they did the previous season where they started off 3-6 and they went on to finish the season 6-2 on the season.
Dave from Aaron chimes in. Mousegate at Benny's house was definitely a good memory.
That y'all get rid of mice?
Well, it was just the one time that there was a dead mouse that the dogs brought into the house, and I was on FaceTime, and I was about to say, all right, now take the shovel with the mouse and go put it in the garbage, and she threw it into my neighbor's yard.
I don't think we talked about this on air. When we did the show at Ben's house...
And for context, we are still asking you if the Packers go 0-3, will they make the playoffs? But it is the one-year anniversary of Kyle Bruston-Nortman, so if you have memories, we are going to, you know, derail a little bit at times, but this is worth the story because Brad Nortman is an idiot.
No awareness right here. So we did the show from Ben's backyard last Friday, right, when we buried the time capsule for the Green Bay Packers season. And it's me, Ben, and Tony Cartagena, our executive producer, and Kyle isn't there yet. And you hear some rustling, you hear some wood cut in the backyard on you know, Ben's neighbor. I don't even think about it. I say, hey, Ben, which yard did you throw the rat in?
And out I said it, like, loud. My neighbor's right there working.
This is news to me. I didn't know this story.
We couldn't speak for 5 minutes, and we were trying to, like, laugh, but not laugh loud. So I'm like, I didn't, like, because we had the discussion. We had the discussion on the air if I should go to his house, knock on the door, and say something. And I was like, I'm the man of the house. I'll go say something. I didn't say nothing. And Brad's putting me on blast with the guy right there.
Did the neighbor
stop? And he lended us the shovel.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was a good neighbor.
Yeah,
he's a great neighbor. I really like this neighbor.
Yeah, but you throw rats in his yard. That's disrespectful.
Very, 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 very. And as the votes keep coming in, it has shifted to no pretty quickly here. We do have some people, as Caleb chimes in, I don't see that happening. Colts and Titans are still beatable for them, even without Love. At worst, they'd start 1-2, beating at least the Titans, but I think even 2-1 is legitimate. I understand that, right? I understand the Kyle Wallace optimism, but in this scenario, we have to work under the assumption that it is possible with Malik Willis that this team does not win the next two games.
Yeah.
And so
they're going to be underdogs next two games, I would think.
I think they are underdogs.
So they're going to Tennessee, so that's possible.
They are underdogs. I think it'll be close to a pick 'em, probably. Like, it's a toss-up. Will Levis against a Packers team on the road. I almost wouldn't be surprised if the Packers were a small favorite, if I'm being honest.
There'll be more Packers fans there than Titans fans.
The team is better than the Titans. I mean, they were really, 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 really bad to blow the 17-0 lead against the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, so if you're telling me, here's another way to take an angle at this. Packers will likely be an underdog the next two games. It'll be hard for Malik Willis to win one of the games, right? It just is. You have a backup quarterback. It's just going to be hard to do it against other starting quarterbacks. So you're telling me if they're 0-3 and the Packers will not make the playoffs, that the season hangs in the balance on the arm of Malik Willis to win a game over the next 2 weeks? I just do not see that.
It's extreme to think. Anybody on our poll who is voting no, the Packers won't make the playoffs, it's ridiculous. You're overreacting.
It's not extreme. I didn't have a chance to even say yes or no, and I'll say no.
It is extreme.
The answer is no because of this. You mentioned the division's done.
Come on, tell me, Mr. Lake.
But
Michigan,
right now, 0-1 after... You know what? I'll declare right now. If they do start 0-3 and make the playoffs, I'll go back in Lake Michigan.
No, wait, say it. Who will go back?
My co-hosts and I.
Talking about you, Brad.
I'm good.
No, I said it. I see our social media correspondent, Maddie, is timestamping this.
Don't timestamp it. I'm telling you this right now. What did they find in there? Listeria? What was found in there? Some bacteria was found in Lake Michigan, Brad? Brain-eating bacteria?
Something that prevented. They closed the beach. They closed the beach because of the whatever they found in there.
And y'all talking about, dip your head.
We did dip our head in, though. Kyle, I think you still owe us a submersion.
I owe you absolutely nothing. Because
I don't believe, and the reason why I don't believe if they are 0-3 that they make the playoffs is because you still have six divisional games that you'd have to play. And whether you believe the Bears suck or not, if the Vikings suck or not, like, division games are never easy.
They can go 4-2 in division games, 5-1 in division games.
You're looking at 9-5. 9-5 is a lot less room for error than you believe.
You guys know Listeria is found in meats, right?
But you cook that out, right?
Yeah, but it's not in lakes, like you would just say.
Kyle's just making stuff up for more reasons. I know Listeria
is something you don't want to be messing with, so I just said it was in a lake. I don't know what's in Lake
Michigan.
There's
a lot of things you shouldn't be messing with.
It's in mammals. It's not in water.
Well, thank you for educating me, Stroll.
Diana McGuanago, Kyle's number one fan, chimes in. Happy anniversary, boys, even if Ben is a hater.
Ben, you need to stop being a freaking hater.
That's it. We're going to go. It's a dynamite drop. And we have had Alex Drove join us, and since he's joined us, we've had the greatest segment on radio. It's next! Becoming Relevant with Alex Drove is always good.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
I'm about being young, wild, and free.
No, you're not. You're not young, wild, and free.
Yeah, I am young, wild, and free. Every time I ask you to do something, I check with a girlfriend.
Wait, why are you going personal? Why are you going to talk about business?
I can still be free with a lady.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Anniversary of Kyle Bruston Nortman. David chimes in with something I can't read in the beginning, but he says, just kidding. You guys have the best show on ESPN. I can't wait for 3 weeks from now when Ben has a losing record on Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust?
Ooh.
You've been struggling.
On notice.
Dwayne in Sheboygan chimes in. My favorite memory was the reunion of Scalzo and Brust to prove there is a certain intimidation factor that goes into Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? Love that we are all now laughing during that segment again.
Remember you got slapped on air?
Yeah, that was for fundraising.
I know, but that was
We got to get a Brazilian wax.
I'm waiting for you. I'm ready to do it. I'm waiting for you. I want me to get a schedule?
Yeah, schedule it. I'm
very,
wax.
Very eager.
I'm going to Arizona in November if you want me to be feeling fresh down there.
November? Nah, we got to do it before that. I hope you're not going to Arizona the same weekend I'm going somewhere.
I think we all are gone that week.
Time now for everyone's favorite segment.
Hey, Mr. Irrelevant. It's time to become relevant. Strofe's time to shine on KBN starts now.
Before we get to this, I had David's text ready to go. Benny, you should have thrown to it. Here's 10 seconds, a look into the intimidation factor.
One. Which artist painted the Starry Night in 1889?
Mona Lisa.
What are the primary colors of light?
Mona Lisa is a painting. Just a subtle reminder here on
one-year
anniversary. All right, let's start here, fellas. One of my favorite bands, Foo Fighters. You guys familiar?
I love
Foo
Fighters.
Yeah, I heard of the Foo Fighters.
Hey, Ben, I've only asked you this six times. Who's the lead singer of Foo Fighters?
Johnny Knoxville.
Oh, wow. I love Johnny Knoxville.
Johnny Knoxville.
No, it's Dave Grohl, who released a statement yesterday saying, yep, I'm the father to a new baby outside of my marriage.
Oh, life is beautiful.
Dave Grohl announcing, yeah, he's got a newborn with somebody that's not his wife.
How old is he?
He is 55.
Woo!
Dang.
So, Kyle, I want to start with you because I figured you'd get a kick out of this. He is not divorced. He's married.
No, that's terrible.
He'll likely be getting divorced, but nonetheless.
You never know that.
He has a baby outside of his marriage and released a statement to get ahead of it. Good move or bad move by the front man of the Foo Fighters?
Oh, great move, because you know what? Because next thing you know, he's going to end up like Jerry Jones and having to go through court and people trying to drag him and ask him for money. Just say, you know what? I messed up. She was walking around. I saw her out. I did something I wasn't supposed to do. I apologize to my loved one, and that's my baby. I'm the pappy.
I'm the pappy.
I'm the pappy.
Good move or bad move, Benny?
I don't think it matters, to be completely honest. There's no good move or bad move.
I think it kind of matters.
It's survival. You do whatever you think is best in your situation.
Yeah, it's. I actually did read this because I'm a Foo Fighters fan.
Well,
he's
devastated?
Been married for 21 years, has three other daughters.
Damn!
They're like teenagers.
Dang. See, the situation.
I know. So it's tragic.
He
it's
out
really
here
tragic.
In these streets.
Yeah.
Scumbag.
The only like getting out in front of that it matters, I think, is with his wife and his other daughters. But now I guess he's got another kid to take. It's just a mess.
The only bad... No, I mean, there's a lot of bad things about this for the family. But the bad... Who wants to be 55 raising a newborn? That seems awful. Just terrible.
That does seem brutal. I'm sure, like, the sleepless nights are not the same being 55 years old. I mean, could you imagine, Ben? You're the only one on this crew that has a newborn that's experienced that. Could you imagine doing that at age 55?
Hell no!
And then now outside the house too. Now you got to cash out. You got to pay her child support.
The worst part. Yeah, my 401k is for me, not for the baby.
Not in his case.
Woof. Today, National Make Your Bed Day. How often do each of you make your bed? And this does not mean your significant others.
Never.
How often do you make your bed?
Never.
So she recently told me, my fiance, that it's very important to her. It helps her operate like it. Like, I'm sure Brad can understand this.
Be more like Brad.
Like, she needs a clean environment to function. I went through a really good phase of a week of making the bed, and I lost the trend.
Every day.
Stupid. Like,
Lexi's been out of town. Still make the bed every morning.
Stupid.
Really?
Yep. It's stupid. It's a waste of time.
Not only that.
You just undo it.
Is that the first thing you do?
Yeah, I do it before I leave the bedroom.
That's stupid. It's a waste
Wake
of time.
Wake up, brush my teeth, change my clothes, make the bed, get coffee.
It's a waste of time.
What a way to start the
day. So, doing that does what for you?
There is no better feeling. First of all, you start off with a win, a productive
there's
step
no
in the right direction.
I woke up today.
No, there's no better feeling. I was going to say.
That's the best feeling you get in bed, huh? Is Brad saying moment of the bed? It's making the bed.
I was going to say.
Lexi, move.
Banger.
There's almost no better feeling than getting into a freshly tight-made bed. Almost no better feeling.
Rarely. I don't even know.
So you when you walk into your bedroom, you get you kind of come and go throughout your bedroom to get stuff or whatever. Yeah. You just see a sloppily made.
I see
that's
a,
your
I see
environment.
A,
no,
see
not
a,
sloppily made.
I see a perfect opportunity for when I come to bed to just get right in and then just get whatever I need
cozy
done.
Cozy up, cover up.
You're missing
out,
guys.
Here's what I do every single night. She's usually in bed before me. I come upstairs, and then what I do is there's a comforter. I have to move that all the way on her side and fold it up. And then I got to, like, I don't like the top sheet. I just sleep with the comforter. So then I got to move the top sheet, and then I just have the comforter. So I literally have to do more labor. Yes, manual labor. I do manual labor to go to bed.
Can I tell you another thing that I did that maybe ups the ante?
Hey.
So we have we have throw blankets on our couch.
Hey.
These big old blankets, right? So like last night, I watched the debate, of course. And I got in the corner. I put the blanket on, relaxing, watching, entertaining. And then I folded up the blanket.
Oh, okay.
Nice and tight. Fluffed the pillows. Fluffed the couch cushions. Made it so it just looked like I never sat in it.
Well, that's public space, right? Other people could potentially see
it. Oh, so it's okay to do the couch,
yeah,
but not your bed?
My bedroom is my personal space. How I have my bedroom is between me and mine.
Brad, you're so polarizing. Tony chimes in. Brad is such a nerd. K-Walk chimes in. I'm with Brad 100% on this one. Even if you don't do anything else the rest of the day, as long as you made the bed right away, it's a win.
100%. No. Start with a win.
A waste of time. I will say this, though. Is anytime you do freshly make a bed or the sheets are out the dryer, it is very cozy
that
when it's tight.
Well, clean sheets.
It feels good.
Yes.
It feels good.
Clean sheets and a made bed.
I am the king of putting the fitted sheets on. I will make sure there's no crease, no wrinkle. Those things are going to be tight as ever.
This looks like something that he would tell his teacher, Miss O'Kelly, writing a book. I'm really good at taking clean sheets and putting them on a bed.
Oh, no, you still have my third grade report card. By the way, I got to bring in the 11-year-old biography.
Oh, it was
I went over that with
compelling.
Brad at my house on Friday, and then my dad and stepmom came over on Sunday, and even they were like, you were different.
It's outrageous. It is absolutely outrageous.
11?
Yeah.
11-year-old biography oof.
You can't make it up.
It's honestly written like I'm in my third grade report card with Alex Strofe.
That's why they took you to the gym so much. They said, listen, he ain't going to be able to make it to school.
Yeah,
thing.
Forget friends.
This
forget
kid
school.
Got accepted into Stanford.
Yeah, I mean, that shows you that schools only care about sports and not about academics.
Revenue is king.
Yeah.
Capitalist, baby.
Benny is the king of never being good enough. At the end of third grade, I've come a long way. When I look back to the beginning of the year, I can see what I've improved on. Ben writes, spelling, reading with an exclamation point, math, stuff in gym, and reading out loud. The next part of the prompt.
Stuff in gym.
As I look into the future, I can see what my goals are for fourth grade. To still improve reading and spelling and math.
And as a 32-year-old turning 33 in less than a month, I'm still looking to improve my reading, spelling, and math.
I'm concerned for when I have children, because I'm going to tell you this right now. If my kid come home with this type of book binder, we're going to have a whole family meeting about this. I'm going to say, listen, I've seen this before, and it ends up like this. And I can't have this.
It's a cautionary tale.
It is.
Listen, you are a walking miracle. To know that you went from that only 25 years ago to this, my goodness, Ben, you got a degree from Madison. You know how to wash your own clothes because you wear that same shirt every week. My God!
And put a fitted sheet on. Brad, who's been a part of the journey the last year, has had for good times and bad something to go to on that couch with his throw blanket.
The go-to last night, every night, it is carbless, baby. I mean, I'll tell you what, this weekend, I'm going to Nortman Fridge. No surprise, I'm grabbing Carbless. Whenever I'm looking to kick back, relax, throw my feet up, hang out on that couch, I'm grabbing a Carbless. Carbless has something that I'm looking for in every capacity. First of all, it's a guilt-free existence. I mean, this morning, you can probably tell from our YouTube stream, I got an upper body pump on. I feel pretty good, but that can be thrown away if you have the wrong beverage, right? Not with Carbless, though. No carbs, no sugars, no gluten, 100 calories per can, and less carbonation, leading to less bloat. Whenever I talked to Adam, the owner, he said, you know what? I wanted to make it just like how they make it in a bar. Just the right amount of carbonation, but not so much to give you that bloat. Well, they nailed it. made right here in Wisconsin, and there is a flavor for everyone. The fruit flavors like cranberry, black cherry, lemon lime, classic cocktails like Paloma and Moscow Mule, and of course the margarita 4-pack is delicious for the summertime. I actually went to a big discount retailer last night. No free ads here. I got myself two big cases of Carbliss.
Oh wow,
so
powerful.
Set for fall, at least how long that lasts for. Liss is more with Carbliss. Find them online and at retailers near you.
Rob Domofsky, who will be joining us at 3:30, just put out a tweet about Matt LaFleur commenting on Jordan Love. I want to hit on that next with you, KBN Nation. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
You said they are a reflection of their head coach.
Yes, yep. He's soft, as he proved with you by signing that damn jersey you had on. You
preach
think
it.
You think Campbell would have signed that jersey?
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
All right, KBN Nation, you be the judge. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman here. Alex Strofer on the show.
Riley Yauch,
the Yauchmeister in ESPN Madison.
Is that confirmed?
Yeah. Let's test it. Who we got back there? Because last time there was nobody there.
Hopefully standing there.
Hey, guys, it's the Yauchmeister. How's it going?
That is Ryan Wollershawn.
That was pretty good.
At least he was there today.
Yeah, at least someone's there.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What the Woolly Mammoth.
The Woolly Mammoth himself. The big, bad Woolly. Now, what I want to ask all of you is, do you see some mind games in here, or do you see some optimism here? You be the judge. Rob Domofsky on Twitter X. On Monday, Matt LaFleur left the door open that Jordan Love could play Sunday against the Colts. He didn't close that door today, saying, I'd say it's pretty open. He also continues on and says, Rob Domofsky here, that said, Love has not been cleared, and LaFleur could just be trying to keep everyone guessing. What say you guys?
Guessing? Anybody guessing? Listen, I can tell you this right now. The Green Bay Packers getting ready for the Indianapolis Colts. That offense knows it's going to be Malik Willis. And on the other side, the Indianapolis Colts, they not prepping for Jordan Love. They not prepping for him. We all saw what happened to that knee. And they understand that the Green Bay Packers just made him one of the highest players in NFL history up until the fact that Dak Prescott got signed. They are not going to risk somebody whose knee literally went pop like that all of less than a week ago. Ain't happening.
The way you said pop like that was very jarring.
Yeah, and also it didn't pop, it shifted.
Ooh.
Well, from
just hearing that was
from
shivers.
From my perspective, I should say the imagery that we saw, it looked like it.
And like I said, I talked to a physical therapist who specializes in sports rehab.
And they told you
what told me what happened, and the best thing I remembered from it is it shifted, even though it did look really, really bad.
Okay, yeah, it shifted.
It did look bad.
If the physical therapist said it, then it's true.
Yeah, and you know, there's just no way. There's no way. They'd be foolish to do it. There's no way he'll be 100%. There's no way that he'll be mobile enough to protect himself. So, listen, this is why you have what we hope is a capable backup QB. If anything, this says that maybe, just maybe, there's a chance this is just one game. Well, like that. Now, that would be utterly incredible if he's back next game.
Do we even want that?
Give it a game.
I mean,
it depends.
No.
I hear you. The answer is obviously yes, but there's a lot of there's a lot of qualifiers to that yes.
No,
because you don't know, right? What if he clears all medical testing?
And what if Malik Willis stinks?
Now, forget the Malik Willis thing, because I think the Packers are smart enough to know if Malik Willis stinks or Sean Clifford stinks or whoever the backup is stinks, you can't risk your investment.
In week three, you can't risk your investment. If your quarterback can't drop back and sit there and make a quick movement, make a cut, avoid contact, as Brad was just talking about, and he has to hesitate for a second to protect his knee because he's not quite ready.
We saw Kirk Cousins and Aaron Rodgers, the Achilles brothers, kind of look like they were favoring and not able to be them their true selves.
That looked rough, too.
I didn't see Kirk, but ooh, Aaron
Kirk
was
worse than Aaron.
Did you see they took 96% of snaps from shotgun or pistol? The Falcons? Basically saying
he's not
that
they
can't take a snap under center and back up.
He's not
Think
ready
about
yet.
That. I mean, that's crippling.
It happened halfway through
literally.
The season.
Literally crippling.
And so this Jordan Love has too much importance for your season and this football team for you to sacrifice potentially him getting out there and being hurt and missing more time. This was the perfect time for this to happen. It's early in the season where your offense is still trying to find a rhythm. Your defense is still trying to build themselves up. Other teams are still trying to find a rhythm. This is the moment where you want to have your quarterback out if you had to choose it versus it being later in the season. Be cautious when it comes to his return. I would sacrifice being 0-3 for a healthy Jordan Love for the rest of the year.
So why is Matt LaFleur doing this? If he knows he's not playing, why doesn't he say, look, we're moving ahead with Malik Willis and
apparently,
we trust in him?
In his mind, he believes he's tricking the Indianapolis Colts, but I don't think he is, right? Because anyone with a brain would say, watching him walk off, him not being cleared or on the field on a Wednesday,
right?
What are we doing here? Right, like, what are we doing here? Like, there's no possible way, and I listened to Jason Wilde, Mark Tauscher, Brian Balaga. They were all together on Wilde and Tausch, and Jason talked about how, yes, Mark Tauscher, Brian Balaga, you guys are offensive linemen. With all due respect, you're not a quarterback, and the quarterback is someone that's invested way more in terms of dollars for the future and for now, that you have to protect him. You have to protect players from themselves, and that's why there's protocols in place. That he's definitely not playing this week, but again, Matt LaFleur's not closing the door, so I can't say that 100% certainty.
If anything, I don't like the fact that Matt LaFleur is playing this game, because I do think it's gamesmanship. It's a little bit of trying to misdirect.
He's got to, though. Even if it's stupid, he's got to.
But don't you think that that is a kind of a vote of no confidence in Malik Willis, saying that he needs to go to this length in order to set the Colts off their scent, in order to disrupt... You know, their game planning.
To me, it would be like showing the value of what Jordan Love is, you know, and saying like, hey, like if there's a chance and he can go, Colts, you better be ready.
But
whether it works or not, I get what he's doing. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to work, but I think he's doing the right thing. Whether it's going to provide value or not in the game, we'll see.
If he gets the Colts, right, if he gets their defense to do any type of preparation for Jordan Love, which takes away preparation for Malik Willis, that is an actual advantage because you only have so much time in practice. You only have so many reps that you're going to get and looks you're going to get. If they are spending any time getting looks with the guy talking about Jordan, what a Jordan Love quarterback's going to look like, they're wasting their time.
Well, I'd like everyone to know where they can come see us tomorrow out and about in the Wisconsin area. Kyle Wallace is going to tell us where we're going to be.
Oh, yes, I cannot wait. We'll be in Brad's old stomping grounds again as we will be broadcasting live tomorrow, this Thursday, at the brand new Raising Cane's in Brookfield. I saw that long line. I can't wait to be part of it. So we love partnering with businesses that care about our community, and Raising Cane's is one of the best. They're not just known for their delicious box combo. They're committed to supporting local teams, groups, organizations right here in Brookfield, Wisconsin. And want to know how they can help your next event? Head to canesandcommunity.com for all the details. Join us tomorrow, 2 to 5, as we will be broadcasting KBN live from Raising Cane's. Come and get you a nice old box combo. I cannot wait to eat Raising Cane's tomorrow.
We're back in 2 minutes. Don't go anywhere.